Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, Michigan has seen a number of coronavirus cases in the last couple of weeks. It's surging, particularly here in the Thumb area. And so where is Governor Whitmer? A lot of people have been expecting the governor to step in, maybe issue more mandates and orders and restrictions. She has not. Joining us right now to talk more about this from MLive.com, Emily Lawler. Good morning, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I appreciate you joining us. I know you've written about this in MLive. I was a little surprised. I kind of expected the governor to come forth with some sort of executive order from the health department. That just hasn't happened with this rising number of cases, has it?
No, and I think there's kind of a push and pull right now of, certainly we're in a phase where we've seen the governor issue more restrictions before when our numbers have looked similar in the past. But experts do say the numbers read a little differently on the back end. It's more younger people getting sick. The hospitals are not as logjammed as they were getting in the fall when we saw her issue the, of course, what started as a 3-week pause and did not end that way. So I think that, there's just a couple different forces pulling here, and health experts are also looking at this vaccine and what it's going to mean for bringing those numbers down ultimately.
Well, that's what she has said, is she's really focused more on the vaccine and getting the vaccine into more arms here in Michigan. How does that whole effort seem to be going? I mean, it seems to have picked up quite a bit in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, certainly we went through a phase where the distribution just seemed a little stymied. The number one problem was supply, but there also seemed to be some inefficiencies built into how these vaccines were being doled out once they got beyond the 1A. Of course, the governor had established all these categories for prioritization groups, and they sort of got skipped around and thrown out the window in some cases. Mm-hmm. We're at the point now where there is enough supply, and the main effort is just to get shots in arms without any regard as to which arms those are, of course. And right now, we've fully vaccinated a little over 1.5 million people in Michigan. So Michigan has a population of just under 10 million. It's close to 20% of the population that have gotten either both doses of a Pfizer or a Moderna or one dose of the Johnson & Johnson. And then, of course, there are more people who have gotten one dose and haven't had their second yet to get full immunity, and that number is over 2.5 million.
At some point, we're going to run out of people that want to get the vaccine. We're just going to have extra vaccine. And then the challenge is going to be convincing people that are reluctant to get it to get it.
Yeah, I mean, there's this group of people that, probably aren't going to get the vaccine no matter what. They just don't want it. But there's another group of people who are just vaccine hesitant and want to know a little bit more about it or perhaps want to see it go into their friends and family and see if it's something that they're comfortable with based on their knowledge and experience. And I think very quickly we're sort of approaching the point where we're getting into that population, and we're going to have to public health officials have sort of a task ahead of them for convincing some portion of the population that the vaccine is something that's safe and that they should do.
We're talking with Emily Lawler from MLive. We started talking about the governor and her, I don't want to say silence, but she hasn't issued any new orders, even though the number of cases is on the rise. Do you think some of this is political, too? Do you think this might make for a little bit easier budget negotiations if there aren't a lot of restrictions in place, because the Republican legislature has been very critical of this Democratic governor in her executive orders over the last year?
Sorry, Paul, I just want to go back. Let's say silence. We haven't heard from the governor in a couple of weeks now. It seems like, for a while she was so consistent with those press conferences, and we just haven't gotten that lately. I'm not entirely sure what's behind that. But, the cases in Michigan are surging, and I think that the most recent governor's appearance was on CNN, which, you know, is, of course, one audience. But as far as speaking to the people of Michigan directly, like she's been doing for the last year, there's been very little of that.
You know, you're right. I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, now that I think of it, it's like, yeah, she hasn't had one of those press conferences in a couple of weeks.
Bi-weekly for a while. They were weekly for a while. I'm not sure what the frequency is now.
Yeah, right. It's an odd schedule, no doubt about it. It'll be very interesting to see when she decides to speak again. But you're right. It has been pretty quiet. Do you think part of that is because these numbers are on the rise? I mean, she's in a tough spot right now. Let's face it. It's you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Essentially, as it has been for her for a year. Perhaps this is kind of an uncomfortable time to have press conferences.
Yeah, I think she was in a little bit of a tough spot. And, you know, you mentioned the Republicans. Republicans have had a rallying cry for months and months, the better part of a year now, about wanting some metrics and certainty about when things are going to be shut and when things are going to be open. You know, they don't want to be subject to sort of what can seem like the whims of the governor on what's open and what's closed. And, you know, she's been very solidly saying, you know, she's relying on science and data. But it's hard to look at this particular surge and say, you know, that this is terribly different from other times where there have been more restrictions put in place. It is, of course, on some level. I mentioned that there's the younger population getting ill. We also know that a greater portion of 65-plus Michiganders who are at the highest risk for the disease are vaccinated, so we're less likely to have a serious illness in that population. The hospital capacity isn't exactly what it was, but, you know, I think that in an era of a lot of uncertainty, Republicans have asked for just, like, you know, a bit of uncertainty around this and to establish some metrics and levels at which people could expect either closures or openings. And the governor has resisted that pretty steadfastly. And I do think that, you know, this particular time is sort of a microcosm of what can happen if we do put those sort of metric levels in place. There would be a trigger right now, actually, under some Senate-passed legislation. But, of course, the governor is not acting. So that we're sort of in a weird position where technically under one plan that has not become law yet, we'd be under more restrictions than we are right now under the governor's orders. So.
You always have good questions for the governor. If she were to call a press conference this afternoon and called on you, what would you want to ask the governor right now?
Yeah, you know, one thing I've been really a little maybe fixated on, the right thing to say, but is this question of youth sports. You know, The governor had banned youth sports and then allowed them. There was a delay on the start of winter sports. But basically, you know, we were lacking some data, I think, after the fall, implemented a testing program. Now we have the data, and we know that sports are keeping kids out of school in some cases, and that transmission is a real factor there. Obviously, there are the more spreadable variants going around, and there's just been a lot of outbreaks in youth sports. And, you know, the governor has been so consistent. I remember asking about why not open up sports at one of her press conferences while they were closed. And, you know, she had been so consistent on saying that, you know, academics were the state's first goal and those had to be open first. And, you know, there have been cases across the state over the course of this pandemic where in-person sports have been open and in-person instruction has not been.
Yeah.
I just think that there's a little bit of a consistency problem there in what we're prioritizing as a state and what local districts are prioritizing as well.
Yeah, it's a little chaotic these days, isn't it?
Yeah, and of course, like, everything's changing all the time.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, youth sports are one of the drivers of that spread in the younger population. And it seems like we're, as a state, kind of going all in on the vaccine. But, of course, the vaccine isn't approved yet for people under 16. So I think that's an area we've got to continue to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting stuff. Emily, always appreciate your insight. Thanks for your time this morning. We'll be reading your stories on MLive.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.